Welcome to the Laracast Snippet, episode number 11. So last night, like I often do, I wake up at 3 in the morning and I'm wide awake for hours. This has been happening for a long time. And so I turn over, I see my phone on the bed, and of course, the proper thing to do when you're trying to sleep is to turn on your bright iPhone and let that screen shine into your face. That's the appropriate thing to do. But anyways, I can't sleep, so I'm looking at it, and I visit the Laracast forum, and sure enough, some jerk has created like 6 or 7 different spam threads. And this isn't like your typical spam where it's full of links to Mega Video or some kind of jewelry website, because Laracast users are so stupid they're going to click on those links, right? That's really smart that they take their time to do this stuff. But anyways, no, this guy is like, it's almost like it's a 5-year-old. They're just creating threads and writing gibberish, not even real words, just a bunch of text, and they're just seeing if they can get away with it. So what I ended up having to do, I didn't want to do this, but I had to implement one of those CAPTCHA things, where when you create a conversation, you have to prove that you are, in fact, a human being. And basically, this prevents scripts or robots from being able to do these things automatically without a human being taking part in the process. And yeah, this is just one of so many examples of, if we're being completely frank, just people being assholes. People doing things that they know they shouldn't be doing, but it's just, let's see what I can do. Let's see if I can break this thing down, because then maybe I build myself up. Like, if you want some fun examples, Laracast launched in October of 2013, and I could probably tell you 20 different examples of people trying to do malicious things. And you wonder, like, why? It's an educational site. The whole point of this site is to help people learn, help you become a better developer. But I could tell you examples of people signing up for $9. They download everything. They cancel their account, and then they dispute the charge with their credit card company. So the credit card company usually wins, and as a result, not only does the $9 get returned to the user, but then you, the owner of the website, you get charged a $15 fee, sort of like a processing fee. So when that happens, it basically translates to me paying $15 for the pleasure of letting this person download every single thing on the site. And it's never just that. They don't keep it for themselves. They then distribute it as a torrent, or they go on YouTube, create their own account, and then upload everything so that they can get advertising money. Yeah, just really classy stuff we're dealing with here. I love taking time out of my day to send all of these DMCA requests to YouTube. So yeah, that's just one example. Another one, here's one that happened a few weeks ago. I guess some guy figured out, like, if he escaped or he formatted a comment in this specific way, he was able to have some CSS actually be triggered. Okay, so what's the proper thing in those situations? Do you email the owner of the site and tell them, hey, heads up, you might want to fix this? No, what he did is he set up a little image he could link to where he could display it almost like a modal, very big in middle of the screen. So you click on the thread and you see his face in middle of it. Yeah, just incredibly classy moves by these people. Now, luckily, in that case, I happened to be online at that time. I caught it. I was able to delete his account within a couple minutes. And then maybe 5 minutes later, I pushed up a fix to the parser so that you can't do that. And there's other examples. Like, there have been so many times people try to trigger some kind of SQL injection where they add drop database to a query. Of course, I protect against all of that stuff, but it's fun to look at the logs and see all of the malicious things people try to do. And here's the funny thing is, like, imagine maybe I did have a bad query where that was a possibility. Well, is that really the appropriate thing rather than alerting the owner of the site? Is the appropriate thing just to put them in a situation where their database or a table completely gets dropped? Is that going to make your life better? This stuff happens all of the time. And luckily, yeah, with those, and especially if we use something like Laravel and Eloquent, we can protect ourselves pretty easily against that. But it doesn't stop people from trying. Another common one that has happened a bunch of times is people will download a course at Laracast, and you know how at the bottom of each video, it will have the little Laracast logo at the bottom right? They will shave that off, so they will cut that off, and then they will go to a website like Udemy and upload the course as their own, and they will sell it for $30 or $40. This has happened easily a half dozen times among different people. Yeah, exact same thing every time. cut off the creator, and then upload it yourself so that you can charge people for money, and they're charging way more than I do. In a lot of situations, they would take something that I already offer for free, like a Laravel for Beginners series that's free. They're going to take it, upload it, and then sell it for $50. So classy, right? And, you know, mostly, I'm not complaining that much. At this point, I almost think it's funny. But it is sad to think about how jerkish people can be, really for no other reason than to entertain themselves. And for any product, any website that has some level of success, you're going to see this happen. I remember about a month ago, you might be familiar with a developer named Remy Sharp. And he wrote this 8-part series on a popular tool he built called jsben.com. And basically, to make a long story short, he talks about how, in many ways, after he built that site, the wind sort of got taken out of his sails because people would do malicious things just over and over, whether they're trying to take down the servers, or he even had some things where people would create a bin and try to do something malicious where it attacks another website. He was contacted by the Secret Service, if I remember correctly. Even something as crazy as like ISIS making use of JSBin at one point. Just terrible, terrible things where, once again, he's just trying to build a helpful tool, but then people just find a way to manipulate it or use it for terrible reasons, to the point where I'm sure he thought on many occasions, maybe I should just shut this down entirely. And you know, it's sad because when I think about it, how is it possible that you're smart enough to know some of these security holes that you might take advantage of? But also, you don't have the basic manners to know that that's not what you should do. If you find some kind of security hole, the answer is to contact the owner of the site. The answer is not to take advantage of it in every possible way just to make yourself feel good. I feel like this is basic stuff we learn in first grade. But nope, grown developers do it every single day. It's really sad stuff. So yeah, just remember, if you're building up a product, just file it away in the back of your head that as you get more and more popular, people will invariably attempt to do terrible things. And maybe that just goes with the job at this point. But yeah, it's a reality of the business.